producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on the hour number two on a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, in the life of a radio show, at a certain point, you get to a point where you need help. And I got to that point a while back. But finding help in my particular niche is hard because you have to find somebody that knows radio, knows media, and knows the gun industry. And then I got lucky. I found this company called Patriot Promotions, and I found this individual. She is in all of that stuff. To a degree far beyond anything I could have hoped for. So joining us now is from Patriot Promotions, who also is my business manager. And if you want to take it a step further, we will introduce something later on as we talk today. Joining us now is Jill Trammell. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for that sweet introduction. I appreciate it.
Wow. I wasn't ready for the volume. Good. That's good. I would rather have it louder than quieter.
Well, you know, I have never been accused of being quiet.
Yes, and exuberant. Now, in addition to taking up the mantle of handling some of my affairs, you handle a big, big clientele, one of which has been in the news recently, and you've been doing a lot of hand-holding, haven't you?
Oh, unfortunately, yes. One of the things that I've been involved with since the very beginning, which, you know, like you said, I'm kind of in a niche market here, and I didn't initially start out wanting to go into the gun business, but that's just where I've been led, and my first client that I served was actually a scapegoat for a gun company that had been dealing with a child molestation issue, and with one of their coaches on their team was a minor at the time, and unfortunately one of their main shooters who has won multi-national and world championships was fired from that company as a scapegoat simply because he was an employee of that company. And that was my first crisis management job in the industry. Previous to that, I'd handled other similar type problems in with nonprofits and their communities. So unfortunately, I have been working with Sons of Guns and the Red Jacket Firearm Crew for the last 2 years, and primarily with Stephanie Hayden with her appearances and bookings. And as most people know in the gun industry, her father, Will Hayden, has been charged with aggravated rape on her 12-year-old half-sister, his daughter. And Stephanie has recently come out and told the world that she herself has been molested by her father when she was young. So it's a very sad situation and not something that I had ever expected to happen with that group. But it is what it is, and we're doing the best that we can with it. And I hope some folks took the time to see the Dr. Phil interview, as the media tends to spin and change stories when you've got written interviews. But when you sit down and you talk to somebody like Dr. Phil, people can understand the context and the truth comes out.
Which you, by the way, were off camera of. You went out there with Stephanie Hayden and Chris Ford, right?
I did. I went out there for moral support. I also booked the interview. When this first happened, I had actually been asked by Will Hayden himself to represent him. And I had never really worked with Will previously. He had kept himself kind of separate from everyone in the company with another agent of his, and that agent went running for the hills. He was nowhere to be found. So I got the desperate call of help me, help me, please. And at that time, Stephanie's sister initially was kind of, she was very frightened, to be honest. And she had been taken by the authorities to be interviewed without having reported this herself initially. The report actually came from Will's, you know, someone inside the company, and that was close with Will, who had a firsthand account of what she saw, and she courageously reported it to the authorities, knowing that, you know, she herself had a lot of things to face by doing that. But once the child was interviewed, she was very much in defensive mode and had denied, 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 which is not uncommon for abuse victims, especially if they're very frightened about what the results will be. So at the time, Stephanie had been told the same, and her sister had denied any wrongdoings and was very, very convincing about it. And Stephanie was not raped by her father. That's something that was unfortunately reported by TMZ initially. And, you know, that was, you know, merely for the shock factor, I believe. And when she talked to her sister after she had one day at her grandfather's house and had felt safe, and she was able to come out and tell the truth, and Stephanie learned of the truth, she immediately was just sickened and had really thought that her father wasn't capable of that, even though she herself had experienced some fondling and attempts at grooming through pornography when she was the same age, 12 years old. And she knew at that point, after talking to her sister, that it was true, and immediately took the side of her sister and realized that her initial defense of her father, which he had asked her to do as well, was wrong. And, you know, when you're thinking about how to change something that you've already said to the public in a public statement, which I had nothing to do with, by the way, I don't think I would have ever advised her to do that initially, but that was her first reaction. You know, coming back out with a different story really puts yourself up to a lot of scrutiny. And we certainly have been dealing with a lot of that with folks that don't understand how this went down and what happens with abuse victims. So we've been dealing with that, and there'll be another Fox story with some comments out this morning on Fox 411, which we gave some more information to. And we've been dealing with social media and some very, very cruel people out there that just don't understand how these events happened. So a lot of support as well, a lot of support.
Well, I would imagine that based on what I've seen, the reluctance to tell the truth probably had a lot to do with the fact that I believe Hayden was probably quite the intimidating character, especially with little girls. It's real easy to intimidate little girls, especially when you're dad and you're a big man. But it turns out that he was just a polo shirt wearing bag of demons, doesn't it? I mean, this guy was never really a good guy, and he was not a good guy that got a TV show, which is basically all it amounted to, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, you're dealing with a very large ego, and somebody who was very manipulating and controlling in all aspects of his personal and business life. And you'll see that, you know, I initially worked with Joe Moe and Red Jacket to figure out, you know, what's the next step, because, you know, he spent a lot of time manipulating Joe and the folks at Red Jacket as well. And so Joe's actually come out with a statement as well on Fox that describes, you know, his stance protecting the company and also supporting Stephanie and her sister. So everyone in the Red Jacket team is very upset about what they've learned about him. And at the same time, while they were shocked initially, I think hindsight is 2020, and things are coming out now that really no one had any idea about. So
hang on for me. Hang on for me. You got to get used to clocks anyway. Be paying attention to the clock as we go. We'll be right back. My guest from Patriot Promotions, Jill Trammell, on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. As we kick off the week on a overcast Monday that reminds me of West Germany in the springtime. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking with Jill Trammell, who in addition to trying to juggle my affairs, has primarily been having to deal with the implosion train wreck that has been occurring in Baton Rouge with Red Jacket Firearms. Mm-hmm. Now, Red Jacket, and indeed Stephanie and Chris, which, you know, they're married now. they have distanced themselves from Will Hayden, basically disassociated themselves with Will Hayden, and they're trying to get on with it, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is something that there's nothing wishy-washy about their feelings on this. As soon as it became apparent that her sister was telling the truth, and there, you know, subsequently will be his day in court with proof and other information that will eventually, I believe, you know, show the public what they've been dealing with, in the form of Will Hayden. You know, you just can't be on his side and on her sister's side, especially knowing what she knows from her childhood. And, you know, people have been really horrible about, well, if this is your fault, you could have stopped it. If you had known that he was a monster like that, why did you let your sister live with him? And that just simply was not the case. What people saw on Sons of Guns was a very dedicated daughter. And, you know, to be honest, she hasn't had much choice. This is a man who's very controlling, very manipulating, and if anybody knows anything about abusers in general, that's something that they're very, very good at, not to mention his public persona. But what the public sees is often a complete opposite of what happens behind closed doors. However, he had not raped Stephanie. He had not gone further with any molestation other than what she had described and experienced, and she really thought that he had changed. And her sister very much hid her abuse well because she was afraid that no one would believe her. And this is very, very common, especially for young girls. And then to think about someone who's in the public eye and initially came out with the spin that the personal assistant had been doing some wrongdoings and had been fired, and this was a retaliation for that. The poor girl really thought that there was no way that anyone was ever going to believe her. So Stephanie really had to step up and defend her, knowing what she had for factual truth and what had transpired after the initial spin story, to be honest, that Will had everyone believing. So, you know, we've had no indication after investigation that there was any wrongdoing by the personal assistant. And, you know, we're really trying to let people know that that was simply his excuse, and we're very proud of her for coming forward and bringing this to light, because who knows how much longer this could have gone on without anybody knowing about it. So Stephanie's just sick to death about anybody thinking that she had any indication that her sister was being abused like this, and obviously the minute she did know, she took all precautions to make sure that she was safe, and the child is safe now. And we'll have a chance to come out. But I think her coming out on Dr. Phil, because she needed to have that story told to someone who would take it seriously, and that certainly isn't going to be TMZ, that took a lot of courage. And, in fact, she collapsed, and she blacked out after that interview. And that's been reported as well. And it wasn't simply a fainting episode. This was a real anxiety-driven blackout, something that I had not seen happen before, but I do know has happened to her in the past. And paramedics came. It was, you know, the entire studio was filled with paramedics. It was craziness. And it took her about 20 minutes to come back, too. And I had actually told them to keep running the tape, because I wanted Dr. Phil to see this. This is something that she has had happened, you know, like I said, many times in the past, and had not been diagnosed, because physically it was not an epileptic seizure. But what I witnessed was very much like an anxiety-driven dissociative disorder from anxiety. So she's got a lot of issues that she needs to deal with, and she's got to deal with her past and how she's going to move forward. And Chris has been there like a rock for her. And I really think that they have a wonderful future ahead now that the truth has been revealed, because that's what will set you free.
Well, I have to imagine that with the staff of Red Jacket and with Chris Ford, and definitely with Stephanie and everybody involved in it, they're going to be in a little bit of post-traumatic stress, aren't they? Because, like, for the ones that didn't know anything about this, this has to be an enormous emotional disappointment for them to find out this is the way it was. And for Stephanie, who's lived with it the majority of her life, you know, it can't simply be as simple as, okay, he's been arrested and he's getting put away. Okay, everything is better now. I can move on. I mean, this is, while they're trying to move forward, they've got to heal themselves, don't they?
They absolutely do. And, you know, that was the other thing that encouraged us to go with Dr. Phil, is that he and his staff were very, very kind and compassionate about the situation and had even offered some mental health care help after the fact, which he often does with clients. So they're going to take full advantage of that, and for herself and for her sister. And we're going to try to do everything that we possibly can to get them the resources and provide them with services. Because to be honest, you know, the other part that people don't understand is everyone thinks that, you know, they're just loaded. Oh, they've got a reality show, they're celebrities, they've got to be making, you know, millions of dollars. The fact of the matter is that all of that money, most of that money was being filtered through Will Hayden. And there might be other charges coming out in regards to how he was managing their money, as well as, you know, some of the situations that he manipulated at Red Jacket in regards to licensing deals. So there's a lot of disappointed people out there. But like I said, hindsight is 2020, and there's a lot of rebuilding to do. And at least they know now how they were being manipulated.
Well, I mean, his bail is currently, what, $350,000? You can't raise that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, initially there was, you know, his first bail was paid very quickly by some folks that have now realized the truth and certainly aren't going to step up and pay anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see that way. And there's family members who've also come out that unfortunately have also been raped by Will Hayden. So
Stephanie Hayden did say, she said that she thought there was more victims than just the ones that had been identified.
Yeah, they're piling up. They're really piling up.
Tell everybody real quick how they can find out what you do.
Oh, go to my website at patriotpromotions.us. We're currently updating that and usually have great promotions, sales, information, sometimes exclusive stories, and looking forward to doing more with Lock and Load. I'm also currently working on helping some folks in crisis PR that have been affected by Operation Choke Point.
Okay, we're going to talk about that next. Hang on for me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Somewhere there. All right. Welcome back. On a Monday morning, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. The number to get in is 877-317-6432. My guest this hour is Jill Trammell. Now, Jill has to know and provide solutions to a wide variety of afflictions that affect the gun industry, because that's her chosen niche to operate within. And while we've all been mildly shocked at the red jacket deal, the if it bleeds, it leads scenario, there's a lot of crisis management that has to happen in the gun industry, courtesy a la of our government, via Operation Choke Point. You've had to deal with a lot of that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And this is something that's nothing new to me. It's been going on for the last 2 years. And, thanks to you, you were one of the first folks to let people know the actual name of this Department of Justice initiative that lumped in the firearms industry with pornography and gambling and any other high-risk group that the banking industry could scrutinize. And while there's been an official release that Operation Choke Point has been shut down, that was an official PR release from Department of Justice, the fact of the matter is everybody's still having the same problems. And it's just amazing to me that there are small companies, family-owned businesses, as well as large established corporations who've been in business since the 70s, that are experiencing the same problems with their credit card processors. And we know that this goes above and beyond the banks. I mean, this seems to be centered in, the Visa MasterCard group that has federal regulations that they have to abide by. in order to operate and to control their percentages for what they get for credit processing. So long story short is, you know, Kelly McMillan and some other folks have had those kind of problems within their companies, and they went out looking for solutions. Kelly went ahead and started his own credit processing company with a friendly credit processing group. I've done the same. There's just a handful of them out there. I work with two of them out of Texas that can help solve these problems for folks. And especially the online deals. You know, when you do a face-to-face transaction with a credit card, anybody can pretty much process that. But when you're talking about doing online sales in the firearms industry with an FFL, obviously those guns are going to be shipped to the buyer's FFL, and all, you know, all regulations will be followed. But the fact is, it's not a face-to-face transaction. So a lot of these companies have been getting away with denying them the services and holding their funds that they've received from their buyers. And in some cases, they have actually held those funds and not given them all back. And I've been dealing with one in particular, one company in particular lately out of Colorado that had that happen to them. And unfortunately, you know, in this industry, one problem can be led by, you know, follows another. And Red Jacket had the same kind of problem as well. You know, when your funds are being held, especially if you're doing pre-orders on a product, which I'm just going to say right now, anybody listening who's in the gun industry who is selling anything by pre-orders, you need to stop, because that's where everybody's getting into trouble. They'll take these pre-orders, and then they'll have a series of events, including their funds being withheld by these credit card processing companies. And next thing you know, you've got yourself a serious problem with back orders. And, you know, back orders mean mad customers, and they want their Benjamins back. And their Benjamins are being held. So I've got a couple of companies right now that are dealing with backorder situations that have been going, you know, that are a year old. And, you know, getting an investor to come in and help solve that problem when they're throwing good money at bad, it seems, is also very, very difficult. So from a business perspective, handling these things has been it's been interesting. I've got a degree in I've got a master's in business, but I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to run any of these companies when they're dealing with stuff like this. The good news is that we are getting the problem solved, and the customers are being told now what's going on. And if they're communicated to, people are pretty good about it. This is something that's in the news now, and they understand. It's not an excuse for companies to use, but it is a real problem. And if that's the case, the best thing you can do is to communicate with your customers very quickly and transparently. And that's what we're doing.
Is that what is now, if they don't have somebody like you to get out in front of them and say, listen, now that you're being assaulted by the government and your Benjamins are frozen, maybe you need to send out an email to everybody that's got a pre-order out there, and maybe they'll get on your side just because you're a patriot trying to fight the big boys, and instead of just this public relations nightmare that you're letting unfold in front of you that I'm going to have to unwind.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I get hired and I come in and I have to look at the inboxes for folks that are just absolutely vehemently angry at these companies, so many of that could, you know, so many problems could have been avoided just by communicating with them effectively from the very beginning of the problem. And that is what I end up having to do, is unwind that, you know, do the customer service piece, and have corporate communications that keep people up to date as to what's happening. Even if you can't give them a date that they're going to see their product, if you can prevent more chargebacks, which just compounds your problem as a business, you know,
right,
by 10, then you're able to at least start moving in the right direction to fix the problem. And I actually have found out a whole lot about communications in the online world that I never really knew before, simply by putting into place some of these mass marketing programs. And boy, we're not just being attacked in the banking industry, but we have a full-scale attack when it comes to our online communications. And that includes, you know, Google, Yahoo, any of the search engines. If you have the word firearms in your URL or in any of your online communications, you are opening yourself up to being flagged, blacklisted, and simply not having your message reach your intended audience. So we're having to now educate consumers of the firearms companies as well as ammunition companies that, you know, when you get a mass email from somebody, don't mark it as spam, please. If you don't want it anymore, opt out, because what they've been doing is they've been putting what we call moles and traps to go online. And this is just, you know, so typical of the left-wing agenda and how they have attacked this industry. And if we don't know what they're doing, we can't fight it. So this is what they're doing. They've got moles and traps that these moles go out and they find a firearm company that they think, you know, might have some influence. And they will sign up for your free gun giveaway, let's say. And when they get a newsletter and they may get it 1, 2, 3 times and they don't opt out, at some point they will opt out. And if you don't take them out of your list and they get another newsletter from you, you've then opened yourself up to a $1,500 fine for spamming. Per incident.
Per incident. Yeah, that could add up really quick. Hang on for me one more time. We got somebody holding on the phone that wants to talk to you about Red Jacket. So if you, Bob, will hold on. Jill, of course, you need to hold on. Patriot Promotions. I'm part of their fold. Go check them out and see who else is, because there's probably some people you've heard of. But in any event, we will be right back with Jill Trammell going to the phones on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Stepping up on the firing line one more time before we go away. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Patriot Promotions is Jill Trammell. Jill, we have a call. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Yes, sir. Thank you for holding, by the way.
Yeah, Bill. That's really incredible information that's come out against the fellow that runs Red Jacket. What's his name again, Will?
Well, yeah, Will Hayden. Actually, Will and Jill could probably tell you more about this than I could. Will hasn't actually run that company for a long time. He was just sort of picked as the star for some reason.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the episodes. Well, I think that's great that all the information about what a scumbag he is has come out in the media before he's been to trial.
Well, let me tell you something,
Bob. It's kind of like the. I would sure like to hear his side of the story. He's in jail, isn't he?
Yes.
He is. But let me just stop you right there. You know, everybody wants to. A lot of people want to say, and this is America, and we are Second Amendment loving Americans on this show, and we do believe in everyone being innocent until proven guilty. But in America today, there's sometimes not enough time and not enough focus on the victims of people who have suffered at the hands of people like this for many, many years. And while we are not looking to influence the jury pool here, and we are trying to be very careful about how we go about this, we're also not going to wait for Stephanie and her sister and the other victims to have opportunity to heal or to try to get people to understand what their situation is by giving him the time and the court system the time to prove his innocence or guilt. We know what we know, okay? And there's no hiding it at this point.
Right.
And by coming out and speaking the truth on Dr. Phil, it's not like she's going on 20 different radio and TV interviews in order to turn this into some sort of a, money-making crazy sideshow. I mean, this is a train wreck. And she's saying there are victims of this train wreck.
Okay, so.
And we want to move on. You know, this is what's happened. this is our truth, and the rest will come out in court in time.
Right.
So that's
but you don't think any of this will influence a jury at all, huh?
I don't think at this point, from the understanding of the facts, I think that the jury is going to be fully influenced by evidence.
I think one of the things I want to point out too, Bob, I agree with you about the circus that the media starts playing with people whenever.
They're out to get the gun industry, so
right.
I don't put anything past them. He's in jail. We can't even. Are we going to hear from him? And I hate to add this. Is he on some kind of a quote suicide watch?
Not that I'm aware of. And no, I don't.
Oh, that's convenient.
Well, I don't know. I don't know for a fact of any of that, but I do know that, you know, his attorney, Frank, has come out with his own statement, and he has done exactly what an attorney in this particular case would do, which is quote the fact that there have been many people wrongfully accused that have been in jail for years and been acquitted. And, you know, guess what? If that's the case and that's what ends up happening for him, so be it. 97% of rapists do not ever see jail, okay? Over 60% of rapes are never reported. The fact that she's coming out and saying, I believe my sister, because this is what happened to me, and we need to move on with our life, and we need to heal, and we're not going to sit behind our computers, and we're not going to sit at home and cry in our milk. We are going to move forward. So that's basically where we're at. But, you know, it's up to Will to prove his innocence at this point. And,
in a sense, this is kind of a parallel with the police officer who was accused in the shooting down in Missouri. We've never heard his side of the story either. All we hear is from the victims ahead of time.
Well,
we never hear the other side of the story.
It's, what you got to remember, Bob, is it sounds similar because of the way the media packages it. Now, with Red Jacket Firearms, if you were to look in the gun blogosphere and everything, the gun media, a lot of them have taken extreme care not to get out there and condemn Will Hayden. And what they're saying is these are the allegations against them, and if they are true, what then?
Well, I certainly hope and pray everybody gets a fair trial. But, you know, nowadays in this country...
Not exactly the guarantee it was envisioned, was it?
Becoming few and far between.
Yeah, it's not exactly the guarantee that they were envisioned. But Red Jacket, to their credit, they have said that, you know, they're not so much talk. They've said, okay, we've separated from him, but here's what we want to talk about. We really want to talk about getting back and building really good guns.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and Stephanie, you know, she's never had a managerial role in that company other than what you've seen on the show with, you know, being the office manager and such. But she hasn't taken, you know, where Red Jacket is today was primarily controlled by Jomo and Will Hayden. And their company strategies, their, you know, what Will has done to manipulate the firearms and manufacturing piece that Joe was in charge of. Those things will probably come out in the future as well. But Joe is actually having to do a ton of damage control himself. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, this is the first time he's had a chance to really operate that company in the manner that he wants to run it.
Mm.
So I'm all behind Joe for...
Yeah, now that Will's out of the way.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, you know, when you've got a big public persona who everybody thinks is the, you know, the big boss man... But yet you've got people who have spent their life savings and invested their families and everything else into a company. It's difficult. It's really difficult for them to return.
Yeah, well, just let's not forget innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, I got it.
Nobody's been proven guilty.
Not yet. You're absolutely right. And I hope he gets as fair a trial as possible. I hope he gets to present his side of the story, which we really haven't heard. And,
We have.
Okay.
The story was the personal assistant, who was fired was out to get him, because she was fired and made a false report. That is
there
the side of the story. There you go.
There's something going on here. I think there's a lot more to this story, and I hope it all comes out.
It'll unwind. Give it time, Bob. All you got to do is remember that when the mainstream media is talking to you, you can tell they're lying because their lips are moving. Don't pay too much attention to the way they take and make it seem. You know, the thing in Ferguson, that shooting in Ferguson, that guy was facing, that the police officer was facing a disparity of force.
You know, this is really tainting the jury pool. I can see that. And so many
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. There's your truth, my truth, his truth. Everybody's truth is out there. It's up to them to filter through it. But again, there's people here that need to move on. And because she is a public person and she gets stopped in the grocery store, she gets stopped at the gas station, she gets stopped at school, she's got, you know, entertainment reporters parked out in front of her house trying to get pictures of her and her sister. You know, she basically is saying, leave us alone. Here's my side. We're moving on. Do what you want with the rest of it. But we're not going to continue to keep it in the media by doing 100 interviews. Being her publicist, I have the ability to talk on her behalf. And what I'd like everyone to understand right now is that they're trying to get healing. And whether it be from the sexual abuse or the trauma and that has ensued because of this, they still need to move on. And in fact, there are people that really do want to help support them. And I'm going to just give a quick plug, and it will come out in print here soon. So I'm going to give a quick plug to USAHometownHeroes.org. If you go to USAHometownHeroes.org, they have helped with putting together a foundation that's called the Out of the Fire Foundation to help other sexual abuse victims come out and speak their truth. Because as I said, over 60% of them never say anything, and they live with this forever until they finally get out.
I'm running out of time. Your point is well taken. That is something that we do need to keep in mind, and hopefully he will get his fair trial. But thank you for the call.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Bob.
All right, Jill, as we wind it up, you will be coming back. As a matter of fact, you need to come back pretty soon because we really didn't have time to do some of the other stuff we were talking about. So maybe I'll be in touch with you. We need to get you back quick. But in any event, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. I'll be back anytime.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, folks, that is it. We will do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, always been about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.